The Kraft Foods Company presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve is brought to you, partially transcribed, by the Kraft Foods Company. Kraft. Makers of Velveeta, the famous pasteurized processed cheese food that tastes so good and is so good for you. Yes, Velveeta is another of the Kraft family of fine foods. Foods you can depend on for delicious eating, for wholesome, healthy eating. So remember, to get the cheese food of quality, get Velveeta, the cheese food that's made by Kraft. Along about this time every year, there are certain harbingers of spring. The merry chatter of birds in the trees, the crack of a bat on horsehide, and people coming out of their houses to dig in the yard. The Great Gildersleeve hasn't started digging yet, but he's out in the yard.
Why, George Leroy, it's a great day.
Yeah.
Nice and balmy. Look at neighbor Bullard across the street. Happy as a bird dog digging in his yard.
What's he doing?
He's gardening, my boy. Turning the soil. Planting the seed. Working with his hands. Let's sit down here in the porch.
Makes you tired just watching him, huh?
Not at all. I'm just interested. That sort of thing intrigues me. Yeah, Bullard may be an unpleasant neighbor at times, but anybody who loves flowers the way he does can't be all bad.
His yard sure makes ours look sick.
Well, he seems to find plenty of time to take her with it. Nothing like a man getting out of the office and working around the yard, Leroy. It makes him forget his cares.
How do you know? You've never tried it.
Well, this year I'm going to. Look at that rambler rose he has. In another month, it'll be loaded with blossoms. Yeah, I'd like one like that.
What for?
What for? To enjoy, that's what for. Nothing like stepping out in a spring morning and smelling the fragrance of roses.
Okay. But let Mr. Bullard raise him. We'll go over and smell his.
No, Leroy. It's not like having your own. All right, George, I think I'll go over and ask Bullard for a cutting. I've put off the fun of gardening for too many years. Come on, Leroy.
Okay, but it looks like a lot of work.
No. Look at Bullard on his hands and knees in the dirt. There's a happy man. That's the life for me.
Oh, you don't know anything about gardening.
You just wait. I can see it all now. Riot of color growing on both sides of the street. Bullard working in his flower bed. Me working in mine. Both of us cordially exchanging helpful hints. Just a couple of sons of the soil.
Oh, brother, you've had too much fresh air.
Well, hello, Mr. Bullard.
Oh, hello, Gildersleeve. Leroy.
Hi.
Well, I see you're gardening, too.
What do you mean, too?
Well, I'm about to start mine. What are you doing down there under the bushes?
I'm mulching my bed.
Mulching your bed?
Has he got a bed under there?
No, Leroy.
Well, what's he doing?
Well, just what he said he's doing. Mulching his bed.
The mulch, Leroy, feeds and protects the plant.
Yes, indeed. Where do you get that stuff, Mr. Bullard?
From the compost pile.
Oh?
What's a compost pile, Unc?
Well, you can see Leroy doesn't know much about gardening.
You should explain it to him sometime, Gildersleeve.
I intend to. Mr. Bullard, how about giving me a cutting from your rose bush to start our garden?
Gildersleeve, you don't take cuttings in the spring. You take them in the fall.
You do? Yeah, I mean, you say, that's right. Yeah, I'd forgotten this March. My, how the time flies. Yes.
Let's go home, Unc, and come back next fall.
Well, of course, I knew fall was a good time, but I thought with intensive cultivation and all, cutting might grow all right if Mr. Bullard cared to give us one.
No, Gildersleeve, I couldn't. These are my pride and joy. I developed the variety myself.
You did?
I wouldn't mention this if the fact hadn't already been published in numerous horticultural magazines, but this is known as the Rumpsonola rose.
Rumsenola? Oh, I see. For your first name, Rumson.
What's his middle name, Rose?
Leroy. Well, Mr. Bullard, I'd better be getting back home if I'm going to give you gardening competition this year.
Competition?
Ah, well. No, Mr. Bullard, you're not the only gardener in the block.
Well, Gildersleeve, what makes you think you have a green thumb?
Well,
you'll never have a garden. You just looked across the street at my beautiful yard and got jealous.
Is that so? Well, you wait until I come back from the nursery. I'll show you what I can do for that yard.
I have a suggestion that might improve it.
Oh?
Put up a sign, no dumping.
Watch it, Rumsenola Rose.
Happy sons of the soil. Come on, Unc, let's go home.
Well, let's go in, Leroy.
Nick's nursery. What are you going to buy, Unc?
Well, I don't know yet. We'll talk to the man here.
Can I help you, young fellows?
Yes, indeed. We're getting ready to do a little gardening.
Well, we have everything the gardener needs, and a few things he doesn't need.
Yeah, let's see. Leroy, what do we plant this year?
I don't know.
Well, what did you grow last year?
Weeds.
Weeds? Well, we did have some hollyhocks back in the garage. They were pretty hard to find by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
It's going to be different this year, though.
Yeah, Unc's going to outdo Mr. Bullard.
Rumson Bullard? Why, I know him. Say, when it comes to flowers, that fellow's an artist.
Well, I can do anything he can do. And I know my stuff about flowers. What are those things over there?
Azaleas.
Yeah, well, give me some of those and a couple of dozen violas. And I've always wanted to grow some of those Philadelphians.
Philadelphians. Well, that's funny. I pronounce it delphiniums.
Well, that's all right.
How about some begonia bulbs?
Does Bullard have them?
Oh, lots of them.
Well, I want a lot of them, too. And I want to buy a compost pile.
A compost pile? Well, a compost pile takes a little doing.
Well, let's do it. I want some of these pansies and snapdragons.
Well, just a minute. If you're going to have a yard like Mr. Bullard, I'd better get another pad and pencil.
Yeah, I'll show Bullard and his Rumsenola Rose. Before the summer's over, I may develop a guilty bloomer.
We need a bigger car, Unc. Where are we going to put the rest of the stuff?
Can't we get something else in the back, Leroy?
Nah, it's loaded and so is the trunk.
Well, we'll have to tie some more flats on top of the car. Give me a hand with this box.
Okay.
Up she goes.
Gosh, Unc, do you think we have enough yard for all this?
Well...
We may have to plant the roof of the house.
We'll see.
Hey, Unc, here comes Judge Hooker.
What? Oh, hello, Judge.
Hello, Gilda. Leroy.
Hi.
What are you up to?
We were just taking this stuff home in the car, Judge.
Is a car under there? I thought it was a king-size flower pot.
Leroy and I are going to do a little gardening this year.
You are. Speak for yourself, Unc.
Yes, sir, Judge, I'm going all out. Before you know it, I'll be the Luther Burbank of Summerfield.
I must say this is quite a surprise, Gildy. What gave you the urge? Did you see a little bird scratching the turf in the warm sun?
No, he saw Mr. Bullard down on his knees in the dirt.
Oh. Well, there's no greater satisfaction than watching the seed you plant yourself burst through the ground and rise to full flower, its color dazzling the eyes, its perfume titillating the senses. I get giddy just thinking about it.
Giddy old goat.
Let's see what you're putting in your garden. My, you have a lot. Azaleas, violas, and begonias.
Gee, I'd stop pawing through my plants.
Yeah, you may get bitten by a snapdragon.
Gildy, where do you plan to put these?
Yeah, everything's going in the front yard, where Bullard can see them.
Well, I can see that you don't know what you're doing.
What do you mean?
The front of your house is in the sun most of the day, and most of these plants require shade.
They do?
Now, these mignonettes and cinerarias would do splendidly at my house.
Sell them to them, Monk. We got plenty.
Gildy, I'm afraid with this selection, your garden is doomed. You need shade.
By George, I'll go back and exchange them for some sunflowers. Leroy, you stay here with the judge while I go talk to Nick.
Okay, Unc.
Yeah, I didn't realize gardening took so much time. Pretty expensive, too. I wonder if Nick oversold me a little.
Well, you back again?
Nick, about the plants.
Hmm?
It just occurred to me that I bought quite a few varieties that require more shade than I have at home.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. How about exchanging them?
Well, that may not be necessary. What you need is some more plants.
Some more?
Yes, some big ones to shade the little ones.
Zinnias?
Yeah.
You sold me some of those.
Oh, I did.
Let's just exchange them for something that doesn't require so much shade.
Well, if it's shade you're short on, what you need is a tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
Well, what the heck? Let's look at some trees. Now, Leroy, we'll start by planting the shrubs.
We?
Yeah, let's see what it says here. Dig a much larger hole than the root system requires. Break up the bottom of the hole with a pick.
Where are you getting all that?
Out of this book Nick sold me. Gardening is fun.
Ah!
Well, it is. Leroy?
Yeah?
Would you like to have the pleasure of digging the first hole?
It's your garden, Unc. I want you to have the fun.
Well, there's plenty of fun for all. I can see that.
Unc?
Yes, my boy.
I've noticed Mr. Bullard always seems happiest when he's gardening all alone.
Oh?
And I want you to be as happy in your garden as possible.
You do?
So I'll be big about it and go fix my bike wheel.
What a sneaky way to get out of helping me. Well, I'll go it alone. But I'll work up to the big hole by digging some little ones and plant these seedlings. Yeah, I'll put a row right here. Yes. Yeah. Sure, this is fun. Somehow I feel I should be sharing my happiness with somebody else. Say, women like to putter in the garden. I don't want to be selfish about this. Marjorie!
Yes, Auntie?
Oh, there you are.
I've been watching you through the window.
You want to join in the fun?
I thought Leroy was helping you.
Well, he had to fix his bicycle.
Oh, well, thank you, Auntie, but I have to make out my Christmas list.
Christmas list? Christmas is months away. That's just an excuse.
I know, but it's as good as the one Leroy gave you.
Well, she doesn't know what she's missing. But if she and Leroy don't want it... Say, I wonder what Bertie's doing. Bertie! I wonder if she's hiding. You, Bertie!
You call me for skill, please?
Yes, Bertie. I've decided I'd let everybody share in planting our flower garden. While the sun is warm, how'd you like to come out and get the begonias started?
I'd love to, Miss Gilsey.
Good.
But I'll just start to the market.
Well, can't that wait?
You can't eat begonias. I was going to get a big steak, but if you'd rather I helped you,
Steak?
Doing all that work, I knew you'd be hungry for a big steak, but if you want to eat cold leftovers, I'll be glad to help.
You better go to the market, Bertie.
Yes!
Everybody sure works hard to avoid working.
See you later,
Unc. Leroy, get off that bicycle and grab a shovel.
I'm the
Great Gildersleeve will be back in just a minute. Take shrimp, Take rice, take a golden cheese sauce made with Kraft's famous pasteurized processed cheese food, Velveeta, and you have the makings of one of the most delicious and different main dishes you could want. It's shrimp rice biloxi, and it's perfect for Lent. Now, the exact recipe for shrimp rice biloxi, along with eight other recipes for delicious, hearty Lenten main dishes, comes in a handy folder that's packed right in every 2-pound box of Velveeta. So when you get your 2-pound loaf of Velveeta, simply lift out the cheese food, and underneath you'll find your recipe folder. Get Velveeta at your grocer's tomorrow and start enjoying these wonderful main dishes right away. Velveeta makes every one of them especially delicious because Velveeta has such a marvelous, rich, yet mild cheddar cheese flavor. And these main dishes are hearty ones, nourishing ones, because Velveeta adds high-quality, complete protein, as well as other important food values from milk. And you know, Velveeta is digestible as milk itself. So it's the perfect cheese food for even the tiniest youngsters. Put Velveeta on your shopping list now. Don't forget, the handy new recipe booklet is in every 2-pound loaf. Just be sure you see the name Velveeta on the package you buy. Velveeta is the cheese food of top quality, and it's made only by Kraft. After observing his neighbor Rumson Bullard happily tending his flowers, the great Gildersleeve decided gardening would be a lot of fun. He must have thought the more he planted, the more fun he'd have, for he practically bought out the nursery.
Come on, Leroy. You help pick out the stuff. You can help plant it.
Oh, gosh, do I have to, Unc?
Yes, indeed. You're in this as deep as I am. Now start shoveling.
Unc, let's talk this over man to man.
Now, Leroy, I know you. You're just trying to get out of work.
Me? Oh, no, Unc. I'm thinking about you.
You are?
I always think about you.
Well, that's very kind of you. Now start shoveling.
But, Unc, even though I'll be happy to do the digging and the planting, you'll still have to do all the hard work.
Oh? Such as what?
Well, stuff a little kid like me doesn't know anything about. The cultivating and pruning and that mulching deal.
Well, I guess I will have to find time for that.
But can you, Unc? You're a busy man.
Well, yes, I am.
You can't neglect your office just to pay nursemaid to some flowers.
That does sound a little ridiculous, doesn't it?
Look at this yard full of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot to be done yet.
Even if we ever got it planted, you'd have to stay away from the office to keep it going. I'd probably flunk out of school. You'd probably lose your job. Before we knew it, there wouldn't be anything to eat in the house.
Well, as Bertie says, we can't eat begonias.
It isn't too late, Unc. We can return everything to the nursery, 90% unopened.
Well...
Wouldn't you feel good if you knew you didn't have to dig another hole?
By George, it just isn't worth it. Let's put everything back in the car.
Sure, everything we haven't planted.
I may take up a few things I have planted.
Oh, hello, Gildersleeve.
What? Yo, Mr. Bullard. Didn't see you come across the street.
I couldn't resist coming over to make sure I saw what I thought I saw. You're actually setting out plants.
Yes,
well, I must say, I'm pleasantly surprised. I didn't think you cared whether or not you had a nice yard.
We don't. We're taking the stuff.
Leroy.
Where are you taking it, Leroy?
Well, we're going to...
Yeah, I'll tell him, Leroy. See, Mr. Bullard, we're taking some of it around on the other side of the house.
What?
Well, apparently you bought enough to plant front and back.
But look, I thought you
Leroy, you're interrupting your elders. Yeah, I'm afraid Leroy doesn't like the work, Mr. Bullard.
Well, it's much more pleasant with the proper equipment. Where did you get that shovel, Gildersleeve?
From the fireplace. It is a little small.
You have a tremendous amount of ground to turn. What you need is a cultivator.
A cultivator?
A small plow.
What do we need then, a horse?
Your uncle will be the horse.
Me?
You push the plow, Gildersleeve.
Oh!
The exercise will do you good. I've spent years at gardening, and look at my physique.
Muscles.
You, too, can have a chest like mine. By the way, where is yours?
My chest?
It's hiding behind your belt. Goodbye, Gildersleeve. Good gardening.
Nosy neighbor.
Unc, happened?
Leroy, don't ask questions. Just hand me the shovel.
What a character.
Is that you, Leroy?
What's left of me? Boy, am I bush.
You should be. You and your uncle been out there working all day. Dinner's ready.
It's nearly dark, Leroy. How can he see what he's planting?
Doesn't make any difference. He doesn't know what he's planting anyway.
Look at that poor man out there breaking his back.
What's that thing he's pushing around?
It's a hand plow that Mr. Bullard talked him into buying. Another 22 bucks shot.
Well, I'm going to call him in to dinner.
That should bring him in.
Miss Gildersleeve! Dinner!
One more furrow, Bertie.
Oh, come on in, Unc. Even horses have to eat.
I'll be right in.
Unc, he can't stand this kind of work. He should have stopped long ago.
He couldn't. Mr. Buller's been watching him from across the street.
Oh, here he comes.
Wash up, Unc.
I am washed up.
Shall I put dinner on the table?
No, Bertie. Don't rush me.
Oh, poor Unky.
Just let me go in and lie down on the couch for a minute.
Uncle Mort, you're going into the pantry.
Oh.
Hey, he's punchy.
It's been a hard day, Leroy.
Did you run out of plants, Unky?
No, I ran out of yard. Oh, couch, you look beautiful. I've been thinking about you for hours. It's great to stretch out. Take off my shoes, Leroy. I want to wiggle my toes.
Okay. I'll get you slippers, Uncle Mort.
Unc, you got mud all over one shoe.
Yeah, I fell into one of the holes I dug. This couch makes up for everything.
Still, please.
Yes, Bertie.
I don't want to rush you, but I've been holding dinner, and I know you don't like the steak too well done.
Well, if I don't get up now, I'll never get up. Hey, I can't get up. I got a catch in my back. Oh!
Try again, huh?
Oh, my back! Oh!
Better now, Unky?
Yes. If I lie still. Except for the catch in my back and a couple of Charlie horses, I feel great.
I did it!
I wish Bertie'd tone it down. I felt that.
Well, it must be Mr. Peavy with the things you ordered.
Yeah, I hope so.
If you want anything, call me, Unky.
Yeah, all right, my dear.
Good evening, Miss Peavy.
Yeah, hello, Bertie. Can you go to sleep then?
Yes, sir. He ain't going no place tonight.
In the den, Peavy.
Well, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. Don't get up.
Don't worry, I won't. Sit down, Peavy.
Very well. Now, let's see if I brought all the things you wanted from the drugstore. And your heating pad, rubbing alcohol, liniment, callus pad, hair net.
Hair net?
Oh, that's for Mrs. Pettibone down the street.
Oh.
Of course, I could leave it if you don't think you'll be able to get to the barbershop for some time.
Never mind, Peavy.
And I brought along a book you might like.
A book?
25 selected poems for 25 cents. Compliments to the pharmacy.
Yeah, thanks, Peavy, but I...
Let's see what we have here. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how did your garden grow?
Peavy, I don't want to hear anything about gardens. Just plug in the heating pad, will you?
Okay, well.
Oh.
Mr. Gildersleeve, where did you get this sudden notion to start a garden?
From Bullard. It's all his fault. He tricked me into it. He made it look like fun.
And I could have told you it wasn't much fun. Mrs. Peavy and I tried it one summer.
You did?
We held our own for 2 months and then gave it back to the insect. All we have now is a window box.
Yeah, I'll bet even that keeps you busy.
No, it doesn't. Artificial flowers.
Well, from now on, I don't want even a window box. Peavy, I spent $50 today on that garden.
You spent $57.50.
What?
Counting the heating pad and the remedies. Here's the bill.
I should send it to Bullard. He's responsible for all these bills, aches, and pains. He even came over here and talked me into buying a plow.
You don't say.
If he ever comes here again, I'll chase him right off the property. All right, Bertie.
Well, good evening, Bertie.
Mr. Bullard.
Mr. Bullard.
My, my.
I'd like to see Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes, sir. He's right there in the den.
Oh, thanks.
Here I wasn't flat on my back.
Oh, hello, Phoebe.
Hello, Mr. Bullard.
Gildersleeve, I hear you're not feeling well.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a little present for you.
A present? For me? Is that what you're holding behind your back?
Yes, yes. I've been admiring your efforts in the yard.
Oh, that.
You're proving yourself as a gardener, and as a token of my admiration, I'd like to give you one of my most valuable possessions.
Wonderful. What could it be?
Here you are. A potted Rumsonola rose.
Another flower?
Now, I hope you'll cherish it as I do. Tend it with loving hands. Now, first thing in the morning, dig a large hole.
Start digging holes again.
Gildersleeve, why are you looking at me with those wild eyes? Why are you getting off the couch? Gildersleeve, put down that pot. You wouldn't throw that at me, would you? Run, Peavy. The man doesn't know what he's doing.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Let me out of here.
Look at him go. By George, gardening can be fun.
The great Gildersleeve will be with us again in just 30 seconds. Remember, Lenten menu planning needn't be a problem. Now you can get a handy new recipe folder with 9 wonderful recipes for hearty, delicious Lenten main dishes you make with Velveeta, Kraft's famous pasteurized processed cheese food. To get this handy recipe folder, buy a 2-pound package of Velveeta, lift out the cheese food, and there you have it. Tomorrow, get a 2-pound loaf of Velveeta from your grocer. That's Velveeta, the cheese food of top quality, made only by Kraft.
Well, Leroy, in the clear light of morning, our new flower garden looks pretty nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Will Bullard sees my roses. They'll make his look like a bed of dry moss.
Good morning, Gildersleeve.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Bullard. I was just out looking over the little rose bushes I planted yesterday.
Mm-hmm. These were bare root roses, I presume.
Oh, yes, bare root. That's the way you buy them, you know.
Yes, I know.
I guess I surprised you the way I put in this garden.
Yes, you certainly did.
What do you think of it?
Well, Gildersleeve, if the city will build a tunnel under your yard, it will have roses on the ceiling.
Watch this.
You've planted them upside down.
That does it. Good night, folks.
Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman. The show is written by John Elliott and Andy White and is partially transcribed. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Mary Lee Robb, Lillian Randolph, Gail Gordon, Will Wright, Earl Ross, and Dick LeGrand. Musical compositions by Jack Meekin. This is John Heaston saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve. What goes into a perfect sandwich? Maybe it's roast beef or savory baked ham. Whatever your favorite, the perfect meat sandwich needs the perfect mustard, Kraft prepared mustard. For when you add a little mustard, you add a lot of tang. You can take your choice of 2 kinds of Kraft mustard. Mild Kraft mustard is smooth and delicately spiced. Or if you like your mustard with extra pep, try Kraft mustard with snappy horseradish added. Keep them both on hand and keep everyone in the family happy. Next time, get Kraft prepared mustard. Next, Groucho Marx presents You Bet Your Life on NBC.